Aloha mai! O kainani ko uinoa and welcome to Papa Olelo Hawaii Makahiki Ekahi, Beginning Hawaiian Lessons. This podcast will feature lessons from the text of Nakai Evalu, Mokuna Ekolu, Chapter 3. Eho o makakako, let's begin! Canoe paddling, described in the dialogue of this Mokuna, is a favorite sport in Hawaii and something that directly connects us to ancient Hawaii. There are certain customs regarding body language that go with the use of the canoe. For example, it is bad to a'e or step over a paddle, or in fact anything of importance, including fishing equipment, tools, books, etc. Even in contemporary Hawaiian parties, it is not polite to step over the legs of someone sitting on the floor or to turn your back to someone if you are sitting down to talk with others. Now let's learn about ke na and ke la. In this lesson, you will learn that there are two Hawaiian words translated as that in English. Hawaiian thinking is more specific than English thinking in this instance. Ke na means that, by or near you, the one I'm addressing. Ke la means that, not by you. If you see a friend who has a funny stain on his collar, you would say to him, "Hey, what is ke na on your collar?" If you see a small dot moving through the sky, you would say to your friend, "What do you think ke la is up there?" Listen to the following situations and determine whether ke la or ke na would be appropriate, and then translate using the pepeke henua or pepeke painu. There is a police officer next to your friend, and you ask if he is happy. Would you use ke la or ke na for that police officer? Ai. Ke na makai, because he or she is near the person you are talking to. Now translate the entire phrase. Is that police officer happy? Ai. Hauoli ke na makai. You tell your friend that his glasses are in that bag that he is carrying. Would you use ke la or ke na for that bag? Ai, ke na eke, because the bag is near the person you are talking to. Now translate the entire phrase, your glasses are in that bag. Ai, aya ko makani ani. Ma ke na eke. You see a canoe on the ocean and tell your mother that the canoe is red. Would you use ke la or ke na for that canoe? Ai, ke la va'a, because the canoe is not near the person you are talking to. Now translate the entire phrase, that canoe is red. Ai, ula ula ke la va'a. Maikai. Now let's learn about o and laila. O means there, but with a strong sense of over there, and refers to a location that can be seen. For example, throw the ball to the dog over there. Laila also means there, but refers to a location previously mentioned and not in view. For example, Waialeale is cold and it's very wet there. Express the following meanings using o and laila. You and your friend are at a luau and you are told that the beer is on the table by the stage while you are by the food. Say to your friend, "The beer is on the table over there." Ai, Ayaka pia ma ke pākau kau ma o. You and your father talk about when he went to church in his youth on Kauai. You are both anō ahu. Say that the church over there is white. Ai, keo keo ka hale pule ma laila. Maikai. Your sister asks you where the stephanotis flower is in the garden. You point to it and say the stephanotis is over there. Translate, the stephanotis is over there. Ai, aia ka pua male ma o. Maikai. Now let's learn about the pepeke aike. The pepeke aike is used to tell what something or someone is and who someone is. For example, a pepeke aike is used to say, Kamehameha is a king. This is a book. Maile is my friend. That woman is my teacher. There are two types of pepeke aike, those that start with he and those that start with o. The pepeke aike he. He is a ka'i, usually translated as a or an in English. The pepeke aike he is used to express equivalence as in is a, am a, are a, etc. As in, he is a police officer. I am a student. You are a friend, etc. Listen to the following examples. He haumana au I keia manawa. I am a student now. He pua male keia pua keo keo. This white flower is a stephanotis. He vahine o kalei. Kalei is a woman. He keiki li'ili'i oia I keia la. He is a small child today. Now it's your turn. Express the following meanings using pepeke aike he. Lahaina luna is a school. Ai, he kula o lahaina luna. That not by you building is a church. Ai, he hale pule ke la hale. The woman is a school teacher. He kumu kula ka wahine. That by you, fish, is in a kule. Ai, he a kule ke na. Maikai. Heaha actually means a what? Heaha. Note the difference between Hawaiian speaking patterns and English speaking patterns in the following examples. The Hawaiian phrase says, Heaha ke na pua. The English thinking pattern is, what is that flower? The Hawaiian thinking patterns are, a what is that flower? That flower is a what? Moving on to pepeke aike o. The pepeke aike o is used to express that two things are equal or one and the same. The pepeke aike o starts with o, the ami aike. Examples of English thoughts expressed in Hawaiian with the pepeke aike o are is Maui, is me, am your friend, is Keoki, is the teacher, is one of the students, is my student, is that student, but not is a student. Listen to the following examples. Ovau kona hoaloha. I am his friend. O nuulani ke la wahine. That woman is nuulani. O ko'u makuahine ke la. That is my mother. O Keanu oya ikeya la. He is Keanu today. O keya ala nui o Kanoe Lehua. This street is Kanoe Lehua. Interestingly, the words used as po'o and piko can be switched in the pepeke aike o without any change in the meaning. However, the words cannot be switched like this in the pepeke aike he. O lani oe, you are lani. O oe o lani, you are lani. O kamaka'i o keola, the police officer's keola. O keola kamaka'i, keola is the police officer. In English, the meaning of a particular part of a sentence is usually emphasized orally through intonation and or stress, and in writing through capitalization and underlining. In Hawaiian, however, meaning is often emphasized through word order. In the examples of the following pepeke aike o, note how the Hawaiian sentences express the stress indicated with word stress in English. O keola kela. That's keola. O kela, o keola. That's keola. O vau kona hoaloha. I am his friend. O kona hoaloha vau. I am his friend. As a result, when the two languages are written, it is often easier to detect varying levels of meaning intensity in Hawaiian than it is in English. O vai. The question, o vai koi noa, is really asking, who is your name? Since vai is the question word who. It is quite a different thing, however, to ask, he aha koi noa. Listen to the contrasting sentences below. O vai koi noa. What is your name? John, George, Sylvester? He aha koi noa. What is your name? What kind of name is your name? An old family name, a biblical name, a Chinese name? A question put this way can also be insulting, meaning your name is something of questionable value. Ovai and heaha compared. In Hawaiian, you always use ovai when asking for the personal name of a specific individual person, place, or something else with a proper name. In other words, ovai asks for an ioa. Heaha is used when asking for a general term or description known as a name for all things that have the same traits. In other words, heaha asks for a memea. For example, ovai kai noa o keia mele. What is the name of this song? Pualilia, Hawaii Pono'i, Silent Night. Heaha kai noa o keia mele. What is the name of this song? A ballad? A church hymn? A mele inoa? Ovai kainoa o keia ia. What is the name of this fish? Charlie the Tuna? Louise? Jaws? Junior? Heaha kainoa o keia ia. What is the name of this fish? A manini? A veke? An aku? A shark? Ovai kainoa o keia aina. What is the name of this land? England, Okinawa, Waimanalo? Heaha kainoa o keia aina. What is the name of this land? A plain, an atoll, a mesa? While technically having the same meaning, different orders used in the pepeke aike o answer different questions. Ovai kela. Who is that? Meaning, what is that person's name? O keola kela. That's keola, meaning that person's name is keola. Ovai o keola. Who is keola? Meaning, which person is keola? O kela o keola. That's keola, meaning that person over there is keola. Pepeke aike o or pepeke aike he. Express the following meanings using the pepeke aike o or aike he. First, you need to decide which type of pepeke aike to use and then translate the sentence. Before the sentence, you may be given additional information, such as where that or there is. There is a canoe in the ocean off at a distance. Say, that is my canoe. Ai, o kēlā ko uva'a. Say, Kauai is an island. Ai, he moku puni o Kauai. There is a man standing next to your friend. Say to your friend, that man is the captain. O kēlā kanaka ke kā pena. Say, Palani is a teacher. Ai, he kumu o Palani. Say, he is her uncle. O kona anakala oia. Maika'i. Mahalo nui loa. Keep practicing your pepeke, aike o and aike he, as well as your pepeke he nua and your pepeke painu. Mai huli kua is an olelo no eau that teaches us to not turn our backs to the ocean or to a person. In this case, let's not turn our back on our olelo. E olelo Hawaii kako apau. Let's all speak Hawaiian. O kainani ke ia, ahui hou, aloha.